Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It is me, Jason McIntyre. This is Straight Fire for Wednesday, April 27th. I had to have Rob G look this up, guys. This is the 479th episode of Straight Fire. Okay, 479. I'm stunned. I just thought about it because I was listening to some other podcast and the guy said something like, we've done 600 podcasts and they've been around for like 3 years. We've almost gotten to 500 in a little over 2 years, almost 2 years. I lose track of time. It's funny. I had someone tell me how this felt like it happened a couple years ago. And meanwhile, it was like 8 years ago. And obviously, you know the saying, the days are interminable and the years just fly by. That's life, totally. I mean, I still remember as I'm recruiting some dads for this soccer tournament with another dad. The first time I had played in a dad soccer tournament was, I think, in 2018, maybe 2019. I had not played soccer since, and I think I've told this story. I was on a club team in eighth grade, and I wasn't getting bigger. Other kids were hitting puberty, and I was just getting pushed off the ball. My speed had been neutralized. I did not have the skill that some of these bigger kids had. And I'll never forget, we lost in PKs in the state tournament, and that was a wrap for my career. And it was over. I knew it, and it sucked. And I didn't play for the longest time after that. So then I play in a dad tournament. I do some scrimmage runs. I'm like, oh, I got this. And we had an awesome team. We end up winning the championship. I scored like 5 goals in, I think, 5 or 6 games. It was an awesome run. And I felt, oh, I can do this. And, you know, you forget how quickly time goes by. And I'm just going to jump right into this with what happened in the NBA last night. Ja Morant, it feels like he was still blowing up at Murray State yesterday. You guys remember this? It was like a minor debate. Ja Morant or Zion Williamson? Should that be the deal in the draft? And next thing you know, here we are a few years down the road, and Ja Morant is absolutely taking over playoff games the way Derrick Rose used to. And what happened on Tuesday night in Memphis still is absolutely staggering. I still can't believe it happened. So I'm rooting Minnesota. Obviously, the big boss at Fox Sports Radio, Scott Shapiro, who listens religiously, is a Minnesota fan for all sports. And we've been texting about the series, you know, and he's sweating bullets and nervous about it. I mean, Minnesota can't hold a lead at all. Reminds me of a great line from the movie The Last Boy Scout. Damon Wayans meets Bruce Willis in the strip club. Bruce Willis is scouting Halle Berry, who he's got to protect. And Damon Wayans comes up all angry, and he's like, you know, who are you? You're a bum, blah, blah, blah. And Damon Wayans has a funny line: you couldn't protect a cup of warm piss, and knocks the glass off. I mean, the whole exchange is great. I remember it. Last Boy Scout, criminally underrated sports movie. I think it qualifies for sports. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. But Minnesota cannot protect a lead at all. The series has been great, bad basketball. I was texting with a buddy of mine who loves the NBA, and he's a big Warriors fan. And I know he's scouting Minnesota and Memphis. And, you know, we've been joking that neither of these teams is going to have a chance against Golden State. Golden State is going to just dump truck them because they're stupid basketball teams. And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. They just don't play smart. They're too young. They're young and dumb. That's what these two teams are. And Minnesota, you got Karl Anthony Towns shushing the Memphis crowd with 10 minutes left because you're up 13. Shushing the crowd. There's screen grabs of him doing it. Shh, we're up 13. I mean, there's 10 minutes left in the game. All you've done is blow leads the entire series. What are you doing? And, you know, I said this is great theater. This is really good, exciting end of game action. It's not good basketball, but the last three games have been decided by single digits, the last two by a combined 3 points. And, you know, you just knew Minnesota was going to blow it. This is how bad it was, though. I bet the under for Ja Morant points and assists, and it was looking awesome with like 2 minutes left. Desmond Bane continues to, or what I thought was, be the best guard on Memphis. He's built for the playoffs because he can shoot it. He's a 3-and-D. Ja Morant can't really shoot the ball. Of course, he makes a back-baking three late in the game, as that's what happens. I bet the under 35.5 points and assists. Ja's at like 26 with like 2:30 left. I'm like, all right, this is great. I mean, there's barring overtime, I got this. Ja Morant proceeds to score 13 straight points to end the game in like a 2:01 span. It was ridiculous. He just took over the game. That is Derrick Rose. That is what Derrick Rose did in Chicago back in the day. I'm not going to say they're clones. I mean, Ja Morant had a ridiculously insane dunk that has to be so far the dunk of the playoffs. Every one of his layups, you know how Kyrie Irving has an elite layup package, everybody says? Well, what does that make Ja Morant's? Extraordinary? I mean, it is, he's in the air and he's a high wire act. It's so fun. And every time I watch this guy, I'm like, man, he's doing some crazy stuff. But I know this is going to sound crazy. I don't think Memphis, should they win this series? It's not a lock they're going to win this series, by the way, guys. It is far from a lock that they're going to win this series. I don't think they have any chance against Steph Curry and Golden State. And the comparison would be Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls. Do you guys remember the Bulls became the number one seed? Derrick Rose won the MVP. LeBron took it as a slight. Bulls had home court advantage. Game one, the Bulls hammer the Heat. Remember, this is the first year of the Heatles, LeBron, Wade, Bosh. Bulls hammer them by... I'm looking up the box score right now. They won by 21 points. they took over in the second half and just dominated. LeBron only had 15 points. He didn't play great. Derrick Rose, as he had all season, was incredible. 28 points, just flying through the air. MVP Derrick Rose was a sight to behold. Some of his dunks off 1 foot or two were incredible. He was must-see television. And that's what Ja Morant is right now. They ascended to be the number two seed. They will have home court advantage against the Warriors, and maybe they win game one. And everybody's like, oh, dude, you got new Kings, remember? Do you remember what happened the four games after Derrick Rose won game one? Do you remember? Did you forget? Because I did not. LeBron said, who won the MVP? Derrick Rose? Is he the best player in the league? Oh, okay. And LeBron shut his ass down. Totally took him out of the game. Heat won game 2 by 10, won game 3 by 11, game 4... and game 5, gentlemen sweep. LeBron absolutely took over after game one, averaged 25, 7, and 6. Derrick Rose, again, he was only 22 years old. And he struggled badly after that game one, shot 35% from the field, 23% from three. And it was like, man, well, I guess LeBron is still, you know, king of the league. And of course, they go on to lose to the Mavericks in a series that LeBron will never live down for bizarre reasons. But that's all. Anytime the Jordan discussion comes up, it's like, oh, well, you know, you forget that LeBron lost to the Mavs while favored in the finals. That's true. And there isn't much to counter from that, from LeBron's perspective. That being said, there's always, well, I'm not going to get into the Jordan-LeBron debate. Sorry, guys. But back to the Ja Morant, Derrick Rose thing. Guess how old Ja Morant is? 22 years old. Same as Derrick Rose. Ja Morant wins most improved player. And I will say, he was phenomenal this year. He's always hurt. They did well without him. He upped his three-point shooting a little bit, 34%. He's pretty good from the line, 76%, but he was money in the fourth quarter. He just took over the game. 18 in the fourth. And I know we don't do a lot on Memphis, but I'm telling you, that Memphis Golden State series is going to be something. Would not shock me if Memphis won game one and Golden State rolled the rest of the way the same way Derrick Rose and LeBron went at it in 2011, I believe that was. Now, a couple other notes.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're Minnesota, does D'Angelo Russell make you pull your hair out or what? This guy's just, oh, the shot selection. He's shooting 30% from the field. He doesn't get to the foul line. He makes criminally bad decisions. There was a shot like he really forced. There's so much hero ball from this team. He forces a horrible shot in the final minute. I think they were down one. And he forces just this abysmal brick. He literally did not hit the rim. I'm like, what are you doing? You have Anthony Edwards on your team. You have Carl Anthony Towns, and D'Angelo Russell's forcing that? I don't know. This team is so perplexing. I feel bad for the coach. I don't know what Finch could do other than just feed Anthony Edwards. I hopefully they win game six. I think they probably can. But man, I Minnesota, that's got to be a frustrating series because, frankly, I think they're the better team. I mean, Jaren Jackson, who won Defensive Player of the Year, he can't stay on the court. Jaren Jackson is not their best forward. Brandon Clark is the energy guy. He's coming off the bench 20 and 13, just bouncy. Remember him from Gonzaga? Just a rim running. He's like Clint Capella, but I would say a little more. You know who else? I think he wears the same number as this kid. He was coming out of Kentucky. Willie Cauley-Stein. Okay? That's what Willie Cauley-Stein was supposed to be, Brandon Clark. And Willie Cauley-Stein never made it. The guy got like face tattoos, and he was a bit out there. Brandon Clark is just a soldier. Come in, I'll rebound, I'll knock passes out. He had a huge couple rebounds there late offensive. I'm not going to take bad shots. I'm going to dunk everything. And, you know, that's the Brandon Clark game, man. He is something else. But that game was stunning to me. I don't want to spend too much time, before we get to the draft in a little bit, I don't want to spend too much time on the Miami Heat-Hawks game. I just do need to get this off my chest. I don't want to say that the league solved Trae Young because they did not solve Trae Young. But from Trae Young in the playoffs last year, beating the Knicks, beating the Sixers, best player on the court in both series, to, oh my gosh, he can't even get a shot off against the Miami Heat. 22 baskets for Trae Young in five games, 30 assists, 30 turnovers. 30 turnovers in a five-game series. He shot 29% from the field. I did love what Miami did. And listen, Miami, remember, is the team that threw the wall at Giannis in the bubble. I know I keep referencing that. Threw the wall at Giannis in the bubble and shut him down. Miami now, Eric Spoelstra, great coach, is now throwing defenses at Trae Young. I saw this sequence. They put the clip on Instagram. I forget who posted it. But they put PJ Tucker, big body power forward, on Trae Young to bring the ball as he's bringing up the court. You know they're going to set screens, so they set a screen with the center up high, and that hands off PJ Tucker to Bam Adebayo, who is one of the best interior defenders in the league. So Trae Young faces PJ Tucker, then Bam Adebayo, then they're like, oh, got to switch that. Guess who's waiting in the next screen? Jimmy Butler. They scouted them so well, they know which players are going to come for the screen, and they got their best defenders waiting. So now, you've gone from PJ Tucker to Bam Adebayo to Jimmy Butler. You're not even inside the three-point arc, and there's like 9 seconds left on the shot clock. The Hawks had no flow whatsoever, if not for a heroic game from the kid from UVA, DeAndre Hunter. I don't know if you guys followed his career. He's the kid who missed the game the first round game when they were the number one seed and they lost to the 16. Hunter was ruled out late in the week, and real Hoopers knew, oh, that's big. He's their best player. Even though he was their sixth man, he was like their only future dead sure pro. They had other good players, but he was definitely going to be like a lottery pick. He missed the game. They ended up losing. I think it was UMBC that got him. Hunter last night, 35-11. Remember John Collins last year was like, oh, John Collins, he's worth it. He's worth the contract. Basically, Hunter is eating into Collins' minutes. I think they're going to look to move him in the offseason. But that's a bad loss. No Jimmy Butler, no Kyle Lowry, and you lose. That's a tough one to swallow. So the Heat prevail. They will likely, again, I'll say likely because it's not definitely done. They will likely face the 76ers, but Philly has a tough one on draft night against the Raptors. I'm not gonna put Philly through automatically, but they should get through. I will also point out, without Butler, without Lowry, where are you going to turn for offense? Well, of course, Victor Oladipo. Remember that guy? How about that performance for Victor Oladipo? This is a guy easy to root for. I know in sports we root against guys. Oh, I can't stand Kyrie Irving. Oh, that Kevin Durant, that ring chaser. I got friends who still text me that they don't respect Kevin Durant. I can't get with that. What about Victor Oladipo? 23 points, made his first four shots, and you felt good about the guy. He's 29 years old. He was ascending. Remember, this was a number two overall pick of the Orlando Magic. Didn't really do anything. They dump him in 3 years. He goes to OKC with Westbrook. Can't get on track. Then it happened. Swapped in the Paul George deal. He finds a resurrection in Indiana. He's fantastic for 2 years, and then he gets hurt. And then he gets hurt again. And then he goes to Houston, and he's hurt again. The guy, I feel bad reading off how many games he's played in his career. The guy played 8 games a season. He played 4 last season. He played 20 the year before that. I mean, it's like he can't stay healthy the last 3 years. And this guy was ascending. I mean, he was an all-NBA guy, 23 points a game. He was an all-star in Indiana. Like, he had one good year, but remember, coming out of Indiana, he was supposed to be awesome. Anyways, if you add Lowry, Butler, Bam Adebayo, and you can toss in as like, I don't know, a fourth option, Victor Oladipo, that ain't bad. They're going to hang around. So I'm impressed with that. Suns, Pels, listen, Pelicans fought hard. Phoenix looks tired, I'll say that. I don't know about Game 6. It would not shock me if the Pels came back and won. Phoenix does look gassed. I like the strategy of just the full court pressure on Chris Paul at all times. I'm not going to make too much of the Chris Paul alleged kick of Alvarado. Now, we know Chris Paul has a history of groin punches. I'll just say that, dating back to his college days at Wake Forest. Just to be polite, Chris Paul has now hit 2 people below the belt, and let's see what the official NBA says about the Alvarado incident. I've only seen one angle. I haven't seen a second angle yet. I'm sure more Zapruder film will turn up this morning. But Chris Paul rises up for a jumper. And you know how they like kick their leg out sometimes? He basically kicks Alvarado right in the groin. And it's like, are they going to suspend Chris Paul for that? I doubt it. But he's always under suspicion for doing something dirty. I'll quickly go through tonight's picks before we get to the draft, because the draft is going to be fascinating. Only 2 games tonight in the NBA. No Zach LaVine for the Bulls against the Bucks. Zach LaVine in COVID protocols. That's a rough end of the season for Chicago, man. They exceeded all kinds of expectations. And now, I'm not going to speculate too much on LaVine, but we did it with Brian Windhorst last week. If there is a star who demands out, it could be Zach LaVine in Chicago. We'll see. I like LaVine a lot. You guys know I'm team Zach LaVine. Guy's a dunking machine. He makes it look effortless. I'll stand by this. Zach LaVine plays in the 70s, he's probably averaging 30 a game. He plays in the 60s, he's probably Hall of Famer. Like, this guy just, he looks the part. Incredible talent. Inside and out, great dunker, good story. I'm rooting for Zach LaVine. I'd love to get him on the Knicks or the Lakers, teams that I root for. I can't in any way, shape, or form pick Milwaukee. That would be insanity. Because they're going to be favored by so much, this line's going to balloon up. But I can't bet hard-earned after-tax dollars on the Bulls without LaVine. So I'm punting on that one. But Golden State will win tonight. You could take that to the bank. You could actually go to your banker and say, Jason McIntyre said Golden State's going to win. I would like to put my house on the line Golden State will win. Will they cover? Yes. Yes, they will cover. They will not. I mean, they just basically jerked around for three quarters. Hopefully they don't sleepwalk early, because if they win, if they're able to extinguish the Nugs in five and Memphis, Minnesota goes seven, you probably get an extra 6 days rest for Curry and Draymond and Clay, who, by the way, Clay does not look like the defensive player he used to be. That's very evident. He struggled with Bones Highland on Sunday. But Golden State wins. I'll have some props online. By the way, how about hitting Max Strus of the Heat over 13.5 points? No cap, as my son likes to say. 0 points in the first quarter. I was getting worried. Scores 12 in the second quarter. No points in the third. Scoreless for the first like 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. I'm like, he hasn't even shot the ball. What's going on? Finally, they draw up an ATO for Max Strus. Buries the three. Thank you. Cashed.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah, psh.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get to the NFL draft now, because it does feel like we're getting into completely wacky speculation. I can't remember an NFL draft ever being this highly influenced by the gambling lines. Trayvon Walker, as we talked about, has come out of nowhere to be the gambling favorite to go first. Daniel Jeremiah, usual guest on this podcast, has said he doesn't even think it's Aiden Hutchinson's in the mix at this point. And that Doug Peterson, the new coach in Jacksonville, wants them to draft a lineman, Okwonu, from NC State. Meanwhile, Trent Baalke wants Trayvon Walker, the edge rusher. And there's like a tug of war over those two. I mean, this means Hutchinson would fall to Detroit, right? At two, you got to love that if you're Detroit. Hometown kid, stays home. You know, Hutchinson is like a folk hero in that area. Great story. We had, the guy from PFF on the podcast this week talking about how just a good kid. This is a great pickup for the community. Like everything, you got to love everything about the Hutchinson story. And then you go Houston at three. So if it goes, where's Kayvon Thibodeau going? And that's where the draft is going to really pivot at three, with whether they go Thibodeau, do they take a chance on Sauce Gardner? I don't know. There are options for Houston. And frankly, I'm not so certain that anybody has Evan Neal. Remember when Evan Neal was supposed to be the number one pick? So it's like Evan Neal, Thibodeau. It's very uncertain. And that volatility has just wrecked the market. Like, good luck gambling on the NFL draft at this point. It is so bonkers. I put out my final mock draft for 2022, went up on Fox Sports on Tuesday night. I went with Walker going one. I don't think you could take a potential guard in Okwonu number one. I just don't. You're going to start him at guard and you took him first overall? You can't do that. I think Hutchinson falls two to Detroit. I went Okwonu third to Houston, and I changed it up, guys. I went Thibodeau four to my New York Jets. I've wanted Sauce Gardner forever. I still want Sauce Gardner. What is going to hurt even more is if he goes to the Giants. But I can't see Saleh and the Jets passing up on Thibodeau, the edge rusher. You pair him with Carl Lawson, Quinnen Williams. Jets are going to have something up front. Not quite the New York sack exchange. Shout out to my 1980s Jets fans. But Thibodeau, he's going to be a star in New York. He's a big-time player. Evan Neal, I have five to the Giants. I went Panthers, no quarterback. Charles Cross, the lineman from Mississippi State. The move, and if you think big picture, you zoom out and you're like, do I reach for a quarterback? Or do you kind of do it like the Denver Broncos did? Did you see what the Broncos have done? We've talked about them ad nauseum. Build everything out. Give me the offensive line. Get me the defense. Give me the receivers, the skill positions. We'll figure out the quarterback later. We're not going to reach for guys and try to plug them in and let them fail when you don't have the full support around them. So if you're Carolina, let's start building that line. We're not going to find a quarterback at six who's going to come in and totally dominate, right? That's just not happening. So you get another lineman. It makes full sense to me. Seven, I have the Giants going Sauce Gardner. And again, that is going to sting. I'm not going to lie, guys. I love this kid, Gardner. He is everything the Jets need at cornerback. Eight, Jameson Williams, Alabama. They replaced Ridley, who suspended for a year for gambling, with another Alabama receiver in Jameson Williams. Seattle at nine, I have Derek Stingley Jr. going to the Seahawks. Seahawks are kind of another one of those pivot points. It's like Houston, we're not sure. Seattle, I don't know. I don't think they're taking a quarterback. Could they? Certainly. I don't think they are, though. It doesn't really make a whole hell of a lot of sense, given everything else, all the other needs on this team. It's just not very good. Quarterback is Drew Lock. I'll leave it at that. 10 Jets, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver. I think he's the best receiver in the draft. Huge Garrett Wilson fan. 11 Washington Commanders, Kyle Hamilton of the Washington Football Club adds a really good safety culture guy, locker room guy, everything positive for Hamilton. People will say he's sliding, but I said this on the Fox Gambling Show we did with Jeff Schwartz and Sammy P. We did it on Tuesday. Like, Kyle Hamilton's not Derwin James, and Derwin James fell to the teens. Like, it's okay to have safeties go in the 10 to 20 range and not think that they're, like, bad players. Minnesota, 12, Jermaine Johnson, the edge from Florida State. 13, Houston, Karlaftis, the kid out of Purdue. Like Karlaftis a lot. He's another culture guy, eats weights, just basically going to live right at the facility and just be smart. I read somewhere a story that he was like on the U.S. national water polo team when he was a teenager. Ridiculous. I mean, the guy's an insane athlete. You're going to love him in Houston. Trent McDuffie to the Ravens, cornerback at 14. Ravens corners are getting old. And the way you watch Ja'Marr Chase and company just torch them, they got to beef up the secondary. Jordan Davis, the tackle. Love this kid. The defensive tackle from Georgia, 6'6", 340. What a home run for the Eagles, especially with Fletcher Cox kind of aging. And I'm not going to read off every single other pick, but I was texting with a couple guys on their way to Vegas where the draft is. And basically, everybody's just preparing for chaos at the top and at the end of the first round. Because if you notice, I didn't say one quarterback. The sneaky spot for a quarterback is 26, I'm hearing, Tennessee. You look at Tannehill's contract, he has one more year, then they can get out of the deal. Tannehill has hosted a playoff game the last 2 years. They have been able to do basically nothing offensively. And they have, I think, 2 touchdowns passing and 4 interceptions for Tannehill in the last 2 home playoff games. Lost to the Ravens and lost to the Bengals. Okay? I'm not saying they're out on Tannehill. You don't move on from him now. But I think you got to draft something or put some pressure on him to be like, yo, Tannehill, hey, your deal's up soon, man. We need you to deliver. And I'm not certain that Tannehill is the guy in Tennessee. I don't love him personally. So keep an eye on Tennessee, 26. Obviously, Pittsburgh, in my mock, I had what I think a lot of people have, Malik Willis to Pittsburgh. And then I think late first round, 30, 31, 32, we could see a quarterback sneak in, perhaps Kenny Pickett of Pittsburgh. Small hands Pickett going to Detroit to join small hands Jared Goff. All right, guys, one day to the draft. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. I'm tinkering with the idea of recording the show live as the draft is happening so it could be a stream of consciousness thing. That might be too much dead air and too much just chaos and ramblings, but I might do it. We haven't done anything like that. Again, I opened the show 479 episodes. I don't know what we're going to do for 500, but if you have any recommendations for a guest for the 500th episode, I'm all ears. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.